my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
You're
going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Wild Bill Kilgore joins the show, being ugly and saying those ugly words. Nobody wants to hear.
So what? Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
That's the word of the day.
Fuck them. Fuck them. My volume is way high.
My volume?
No, mine. My fuck them is way too loud. Hi, Bill.
We really doing this now?
How the hell are you, man?
I'm sick.
Goddamn, baby. What's the matter with you?
I got a disease.
Did you catch that off a toilet seat?
Yeah. I guess.
Did you catch that off a filthy old gas station toilet seat?
I don't know where else I'd get it from.
Did you get it off the nasty old dogs you been a-laying with?
You ever heard that old saying, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas?
Do you have fleas?
I guess.
Are you sick?
It feels like it. Yeah, I feel sick, man.
You got a sore throat?
Yep.
You blowing out gross, greasy diarrheas?
No.
No, you're fine. You're not sick. You're not sick.
Well, I feel so much better now that you said so.
On tonight's episode, Kilgore joins the show with an all-new foray into Rust map-making. Kilgore has graduated. We've had this discussion many times.
How is this all new? Everyone's going to hear that and they'll be like, yeah, I don't think so.
No, we're promoting the hard work that you do up front. This is what tonight's show is sponsored by, Kilgore's community, Rust Maker. And
perfect.
Kilgore has graduated to the intermediate advanced stage of Rust community map making. This is a very big deal, and has launched a full-scale social media investigation and life ruination campaign against competing Rust cartographers.
Oh no.
And how's that shaping up for you?
Oh, it sounds like it's going terrible, actually.
We shouldn't have announced it.
It's going quite well. I'm getting to the point where I've traveled a learning curve.
And you say anytime one of these people gets in their car and drives somewhere, you get a notification in your Gmail? So
what
you
people?
The other map makers that are competing against you for...
No, I don't get any.
So you're not quite at that level.
What level?
Well, that's espionage tier activity. That sounds like Water World War 3 could be underway if I didn't know better.
I don't know about that. That sounds preposterous.
It costs $140 a month to fight that war?
No war, man. It's the only people who think it's a war are having a bad time.
Those are the toxic homeboys that you don't like to...
They're fighting themselves, not me.
To what end?
Well, they all think they're going to make some money out of it. I think it's a big cash grab or something.
God only knows, but that is one slam and rust server.
Just wait. Just you wait.
The ladies know what we're talking about. Just you wait.
Well, the ladies.
Tell us about the ladies.
Well, I've only met one or two women who play Rust in my whole life.
Are they skanks?
No. By no means.
They're normal people, like you or me. But I'm a skank.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd say that.
I'm a skanky reggae party.
Jesus.
Kilgore, are you mapping any pussy?
It's not, you know, no, I'm not.
With those map community rust-making broads?
There aren't any.
Oh, you told me that there were two.
I mean, people play Rust but not make maps.
Why aren't they in the map business with you? This is big money right now. It's a cash grab.
There's no cash in it.
Did you see where Gavin McInnes is expected to give the A-OK signal to the Proud Boys on Joe Rogan?
Why is Joe Rogan hosting Gavin McInnes?
They go on there.
What's wrong with Joe Rogan? He's a fucking idiot or something.
Because it's him, dude.
Is he like, are you going to start sticking his arm out and playing Sea Kyle? You like to air some Nazi stuff here and there? What's Joe Rogan? I don't think I'd go on Joe Rogan if that's the kind of people he has on there. I don't think I even want to listen to him if that's what he's doing. You know, everybody says, oh, you got to give everyone a fair shot. Well, not that guy.
Word on the... Well, here's what's happening. There are droves of Proud Boys cresting the Mongolian hills tonight. And earlier in the day, they charged a camp rumored to be operation by people in connection to Russian rebels that want to see, trying to do ugly against Donald Putin, and they're like, no, no, no. So they took over this camp, and anyway, the word on the street is, them boys is 10 days into a no-fapper, and just about anything can happen. They're about ready to bust wide open with daddy's cummies.
Well, why are they doing it now? They gotta wait till, December 1st?
They're supposed to wait. Their proud seed may only be spilled on the crescent moon after Gavin McInnes returns to Joe Rogan, where he's expected to give them boys the A-OK salute.
You already said all that shit. I don't understand this November stuff where, you gotta write a story, you gotta not jack off, you gotta do this, you can't do that, you don't shave, you don't...
Right.
What is that? Why do people do that on November? Just because it has the word no in it?
I think because people want that Lent or whatever it is, but they're not religious.
Well, why don't they just... What?
So it's like an excuse to do the thing, something different. Because November kind of sucks anyway. You're sort of stuck. You're starting to shut down, but you still got all this energy, so it's like...
But this is where the...
So you're not jerking off, right? So, well, these guys are not jerking off. Remember, Troubadour had tips for them, but I don't want to get into that. But, right, what is with that? It's just, I think that's... Doesn't excuse it, but that's how I try to explain it. Why do I have to explain fucking NoFap November? Why is that on me?
Well, do you want me to try?
Yeah.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, you try. Tell the people what it's all about.
Well, I'd have to prepare something, honestly. I think then
Dr. Troubadour. Oh, it's sexism.
No, this is asceticism. Although, you better deny yourself something. And work hard on your vocation.
Troubadour says he thinks they're edging.
Edging?
But still denying themselves the orgasm. And that first orgasm will be dedicated to Gavin McInnes. It's going to be a lot of wet socks in Gavin's name come December 1st. Before any Proud Boys can advance, Gavin himself must give that signal. So far, he's yet to display it. There was a guy called Lenny. He was on his way into battle, and Lenny tightened the chid strap on his red, shiny, special needs helmet and prepared to raid a Mongoloid village. And he said, "This is what we prepared for." And he turned and ran. Off, and you could hear the human microphones in the distance, and he disappeared into the woods towards that human microphone.
Did Proud Boys do that too? The human microphone?
We'll hear more as the situation develops. We'll try to find out if that's just a 99% thing or if the Proud Boys do it too. What do you think? You think,
well, let me read you something.
You think this is a fucking game, son?
Let me read you something I found today on r/conspiracy.
Oh, here we go.
And I think it's a cross post from 4chan.
Are you linking me to it as well?
No, I'll read it for you.
Yeah. Read it to me. Poppy.
I can find it.
Read it to me, Poppy.
Well, you know, maybe it's not on this. On Reddit, maybe it's a different one.
Are we on reddit.com/r/conspiracy?
Yeah, maybe.
Reddit.com is a fun website. It kind of looks like Facebook. I think I might join. See if my grandma wants to join with me. I bet my grandma would love Reddit.com. Here we go. Forward with the show. Are you going to read this thing from the Conspiracy Hate site?
No, I can't find it.
Bustin' blanks tonight on Internet Chronicle. Hey, radio, political discussions, which have very important consequences, must be taken as matters of life or death here on the Internet Chronicle. A disagreement could make you into a friend or a foe. It's do or die tonight on Hey Radio. You think this is a fucking game, Kilgore?
No.
Be sure to personally identify yourself by a cause. Any cause will do. So that high-minded, abstract, sensitive disagreements are interpreted as an affront to the very essence of your wretched being. As always, be sure to lash out at the first signs of divergence so as to win the aggression first. This is how, like, our fucking ancestors did it, man. Tribal hate is tested and approved through the generations, and it will work for you. A label Joker product. How do you like 4D chess? How that's playing out? What was the latest 4D chess move?
I don't know.
It was somebody's in trouble. Some fucking lawyers are in trouble. Like,
Donald Trump didn't go to the show today.
What show was he supposed to go to?
Oh, the World War One thing.
Oh, yeah. He has to show his face at every fucking memorial.
It's too rainy, yeah. Well, as president, that's your main job, is just showing your face around
town. I bet he's so bored at that shit.
You think so? I think anyone would be, honestly.
I mean, after you've seen enough of them, right? You're like, I get it. I run this shit. Can I go now? I could not be president. I couldn't stop playing video games long enough to fuck with the presidency.
Well, that's okay. You can be president. It's just like the way he plays golf. You'll be fine.
We could run the presidency like the way we run this website, where you just check
some
on it.
Low energy, low effort type of presidency.
just keeping it real chill. We're not trying to over-president this whole thing. We're just taking it easy on Radio Hate. We're not trying to overdo it. We're not trying to make a joke of anything. Are you trying to make a joke of something, Bill? Do you think World War One memorials are funny? And that it's funny to skip them?
No, it's a serious, totally serious matter.
That's fucked up. I'm going to write my congressman. And what should I say to him or her? That I'm insulted? And that, who gives a fuck? Donald, are you, do you think he's gonna get, voted out? Or are they gonna come and take him when he's gonna kick his legs?
Well, there's not a very good chance.
That they're gonna come take him?
No. It'll have to be all the Republicans turning against him. He's got to get, what is it, 66 votes right in the Senate.
And they won't do that?
Not at the moment. It's, I can foresee a moment when they might. And but before they do that, they'll let him do the Nixon and step out gracefully.
Donald Jr.'s shit is looking pretty bad. It's looking like an indictment or something. I remember some celebrity tweeted me last year when I said, "Who the fuck is Donald Trump Jr.?" And it was so funny. I was popular. Do you like
being? Did you get a lot of tweets?
I did, man. I got my I got my tweet sucked. Is Twitter your favorite social media site?
Easily, yeah.
It's a fun one. You can talk to people all day. I creeped somebody out today by messaging, or what do you call it, replying to a post from 2014, and it was something about, like, you know, I don't know. I was searching for another tweet, and it just fit that combination of words, and I replied to it. And I said something like, "I resent that," because she was like denigrating some person, right? So I just interjected, and made it about me, and she blocked me.
Well, sure.
Because the crazy will come at you like that. That's how the internet is. She made the right choice. Just block. That's too crazy.
Yeah, just don't think about it. Yeah. Block it.
Just block it and go on.
Go on with your life.
Just block it, sister, and go on. Just suck it. This is Radio Chronicle.su. I'm Hatesack. This is Wild Bill Kilgore. What do you want to tell the people about yourself today?
Oh, I feel like shit.
Tell them how sick you are. Should we?
I don't want to hear about that.
Should we take you out back and flog you with rubber hoses?
That would make me feel worse.
Yeah, but it would also straighten you out.
You think so?
And I could send over a Lethal Joker limousine tonight. And we'll take care of that for you. Do you know Lenny?
What?
You remember Lenny? He snapped Raleigh's spine into place with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He was, but he's the driver and the bouncer.
And but also, he's a licensed chiropractor.
He just knew what to do. I think he learned that in prison. But yeah, he's licensed.
He got his license out at the state penitentiary. Part of his rehabilitation.
He's got a little gun, and he can put it against your spine, and just it ever so slightly taps your vertebrae, and the pain goes away for about 6 weeks.
But then you're hooked on him, and it comes back double.
And you're numb. You start to go numb.
He went to jail for dealing heroin, and this is just legal equivalent.
But Lenny will fix you up tonight if you need him to take you out and work you over. Do you want me to send him over to work you over? Lenny's got a...
Yeah, I do. I need one. That would be great, actually. Thanks for thinking of me.
Lenny's got his girlfriend with him. And
maybe I'll just get Dr. Troubadour over, because he does fine.
But his girlfriend likes to party. And she'll...
I don't need to party right now. I'm sick. I got a 6-cap pack of beer from yesterday.
Oh.
Barely even put a dent in it, and I don't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink if I was sick. I would.
No. I don't want to party at all. Who would want to party? That would be.
Yeah, just
maybe
have.
Maybe sick in the head to want to party right now.
Dr. Troubadour can run you over some party pills that'll make you feel mellow. And you'll ride this thing out.
That'll be okay.
Dr. Troubadour takes care of his patients. And luckily we've got him on retainer. I mean, what kind of radio program has a fucking doctor?
What's that one with the doctor? The radio
show? Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth? I don't know about Dr. Ruth.
And her big, slimy old... And she'll talk graphic about sex, and, you know, she's like 105. I don't think she's still alive. I think she died.
No, I know about her. I was thinking another one on AM radio.
Dr. Laura Ingram?
Yeah, that might be one of them. I think that's it. That's what I'm thinking of.
It's not Dr. Gavin McInnes. I don't think he's a doctor.
No. He ought to bill himself as one.
He's a New York hipster. He's the ultimate hipster.
Why is it these creepy New York slicksters are so influential?
It's grotesque.
They're influencing the people out in the suburbs and in the rural areas.
He kind of reminds me of Weave.
Who's voting for Trump, you know?
Wait, who are we talking about? Gavin McInnes reminds me of Weave.
Yeah, I know.
He has
a real shocker.
He has a Weave vibe about him. And I think I'm falling in love. So give us a call at Hate Radio. We'd love to hear from you. Wait, who are we talking to? It's a doctor, right?
We're not talking to anybody. I'm talking to me here.
No, but we're addressing someone.
We're not addressing anyone.
No, the doctor or something we were just talking about. We need him on the program. Who was that guy?
Dr. Phil?
Yes. No. Dr. Phil.
Yeah, dog.
He's not going to come on.
No,
if Dr. Phil could hear this, I mean, he would dismiss it just based on the intro. And then, you know, if he skipped 5 minutes in, you know, he would dismiss it because this is how we have conversations. He'd be like, well, this is fucked up. This isn't how you broadcast. This is all wrong. You fucking... retards, get off my show. And he'd throw us off.
I think you got confused with Sakers.
No, Dr. Phil invites people onto his show just to kick them off.
Oh yeah, he does that too.
He shows
his guts right off.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys think you're funny, don't you?
You guys think it's real funny.
I talk to you. Yeah.
I don't think it's very funny, and they would remove us from the studio in handcuffs and a ball gag. They put ball gags on us so we couldn't shout. What would you shout as they're pulling us away from the stage?
Phil. Oh, Doctor Who? I wouldn't go on Doctor Phil.
Yeah, and security rushes in and they take hold of us.
Why would that? Why would I go on there and scream like that? I wouldn't play his drama.
Yeah, because he would throw you off. He would provoke you by throwing you off the show, and then what would you shriek?
I would just not go out to begin with.
You wouldn't pop by the set just to see what's going on? Say, hey guys, you want to point your cameras at me? And I'll do a little monkey dance.
No.
You wouldn't do that? For Dr. Phil?
I wouldn't even scream. I would just, if I was forced to do it, I would just walk out on my own. Yeah, like, get your hands off me.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty Phil.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Get your goddamn hands off me, you damn dirty ape. That's pretty good.
Michio Kaku hasn't said anything about aliens in a while. I don't think he really thinks about aliens all that much.
He does. He constantly talks about aliens.
He says they've already begun psyops and large-scale infiltration of the internet. To turn humanity against itself so that they can do small-scale invasions across the distances of stars.
And I think the consciousness is spreading about this, so I keep seeing it pop up everywhere.
People are talking about it. It's just bubbling up in conversation as if from the ether.
I had a big conversation with somebody yesterday.
You had a big talk?
Yeah. You want me to read some of it?
Yeah, let's hear that chat log. Pull it up, Kilgore.
I'll just read the parts that I wrote. That's good.
Yeah, fuck them. And whatever they had to say. Let's just hear your half of it.
Skepticism. It's just a lot of skepticism.
Tom DeLonge was a skeptic. And then...
he wasn't. He always wanted to believe. You ever read his story? I think he was always reading UFO books, trying to understand it.
Yeah, because... he was skeptical of the man, what the man said about the aliens. He was always trying to fight the man with his music. So he had to go off on his own to do his research. And he became an important researcher, didn't he? He did a lot of meth and chased UFOs around. He would self-investigate. Do you remember him?
I'm just going to read this stuff.
Yeah, let's hear it. Is it poetry? You should read it as if it were poetry.
No.
I would like to hear it sung. Maybe rap it out. Yo, this is Kill Go. And off you go. Let's hear it, dude. Let's hear this bombshell you were dropping on this motherfucker.
All right. I'll read his comment just so you have a little...
Yeah,
a little
and then crush him.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Give us his bullshit and then drop the hammer on him.
Alright. Alien. This is what I said, is that alien life is almost certainly out there in spite of any hard evidence.
Yeah. Safe to say?
Well, if you're ready to believe something without evidence... That's beyond rational and blind faith. As a scientist, I can't accept any of it as real. You have to accept that it's equally possible there's no life in the universe.
Yeah.
It's all conjecture, like tarot reading.
But I could say for any sake of argument that it is.
No. Well, you know, this is... Look, this is what I said. Maybe it's conjecture, but it's totally absurd to say that all likelihoods are equal for a lack of proof. That's not how scientists think at all. The Drake equation, in fact, gives us a good approximation of the likelihood. And scientists who are interested in this topic don't think, you know, they look at this equation and it's incredibly highly unlikely that there isn't life. So it's just a question of how much life there is out there. It's not this fake, oh, well, if you can believe it, then it must therefore be, you have to equally believe that it's not out there, right? So I totally trashed that idea.
It's just a basic outlook. Yeah, we're here. How much else?
He says a bunch of bullshit about how life started and how we don't know how that happened. It's whatever.
Fuck
okay.
him. Fuck him in his bullshit. Shout him down.
Here's what he says. The nearest solar system to us is too far to reach without breaking the laws of physics.
Proxima.
And if there was a civilization there, I doubt we would have been able to communicate or even send a radio message. It would just be too weak. And,
what a put.
Okay. Well, let's remind ourselves, firstly, that this thread I'm talking about has to do with an interstellar object that reached Earth.
This is a Reddit thread, by the way, so...
Oumuamua, right? Oumuamua. You heard about this?
I don't like to read that many vowels together.
It's a object that came from another solar system, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said that it can't happen. It would break the laws of physics. That thing couldn't be there. But here's what I said. Signals can be detected at great range, even weak ones. It just takes a sensitive detector, and think, based on our current technology, as if that's as sophisticated as it could ever get. It's just absurd. Already we're working on AI to filter out noise and building larger arrays of observatories with incredible sensitive, you know, a microwave turns on, you know, on the other side of other side of town, and it just blows up everything they can, you know. You gotta watch out for that.
It fucks up Alf's pacemaker.
Uh-huh. Alright, and this idea that it would defy the laws of physics for something to get here? Well, think about this. You don't need to put a person in a capsule and launch them across to another star. Who would do that?
It's a waste.
If they want to dick with our internet, what would they do? They would take a little tiny computer the size of a postage stamp, hit it with the laser till it's almost going the speed of light, and then it would do its own thing, fucking with our internet by itself. All by itself, just a tiny little postcard. It's this little speck.
It has
all they would need.
All the decryption tools they would ever need to analyze lesser
and artificial
inferior
intelligence tools on it. Yeah, it would be simple. It could disrupt our whole internet in a way of our geopolitics, everything. And it's just a science fiction idea, you know. It's not even something I really believe.
That's what we get. That's what we get for fucking with space. Because,
I think it's what we get for launching off the nukes.
Like, they don't like the nukes.
You launch off a nuke, and that's like, you know, you're sitting in a village, and you're out, you see some monkeys lighting fires out in the forest, and you're like, holy shit, we gotta go do something. What do? Do you go in there and start trying to talk to them, or do you just gun them down, right? What do?
You
catch them? Catch them in cages?
You quarantine the whole thing. Take
control.
They're
going to set the whole world on fire if you don't take care of them.
I like when Dr. Kaku thanked Tom on stage.
Yeah, I like that too.
Thank you, Tom. Imagine for a moment. And he went on about chimpanzees. But there was Blink 182 frontman. What, how do you pronounce it? Tom DeLonge?
Yeah.
Standing to his left on the stage at the podium. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, we don't need to go over this story again.
What's the matter with you? Is this the fucking... Every time we talk about the alien internet, this is what happens. It's like how they distract or occupy you or something.
No, I think I just got cold.
That's, I mean, it's convenient that you would think that. But it's every time we bring up the fucking alien shit.
This happens only this time. It's only this fucking time. Are you kidding me? I've been sick in years.
I'll go back and play you the audio. Are you in denial? You're in denial, dude.
I think this is the end of it, man.
Yeah, it's the end. They've shut you down. But I'm fine. They're just fucking with you because you deserve it. Because you're coming at them too hard. You need to chill on the aliens and, you know, give it a rest. They're not hurting you that we know of, right?
No.
They're hurting us. They're taking over everything. But we're trying not to think about that. The Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly by Legal Joker Incorporated, the Proud Boys, Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, and the Rust Map Making Community Development Toolkit, brought to you proudly by Kilgore Trout of the Internet Chronicle. Wild Bill Kilgore is a full-scale social media invader, and he's coming for you. I'm HateSec. Good night, Bill. And readers, get on out there and go fuck yourselves. This is Chronicle.su.
My name on the back of my belt, believe there's a God to save me from hell, and dirt roads are made for country boys like me. Don't believe in politically correct. You want a piece of me, better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need. Smallmouth bass on the end of a hook, daddy read from the good book. I'm just a country boy from this land, making a living with these two hands. Still believe in the good old American way. I watch them shut the factories down and the foreigners flood into town and take what's left for half the pay. We can't stand by, just let it fade away. The good old American way. Enough to know things change, but the little man's getting screwed today. Somebody with a backbone, please stand up. Oh, we worked so hard to get this far, now we're forgetting who we are. Hell, we tolerate everything and just call it love. Don't tell me there ain't something wrong. Somebody's gotta sing this song. Just a country boy from this land, making a living with these two hands. Still believe in the good old American way. I watch them shut the factories down and the foreigners flood into town and take what's left for half the pay. Save me from hell, and dirt roads are made for country boys like me.